This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Authorities are investigating the third shooting by law enforcement officers in Santa Fe in the past 2 weeks. In the latest case, New Mexico State Police officers shot and wounded a suspect yesterday morning during a foot chase in a neighborhood on the city's south side. State police officers were dispatched to help with a call that involved a man who was sitting on the train tracks near Interstate 25. Authorities said in a news release that the suspect pointed a gun at officers before running across the interstate and toward a residential area. The man fired at least one shot at officers during the chase. Officers fired back, shooting the unidentified man at least once. Authorities said he was taken to a hospital with injuries that were not life-threatening. State police also are investigating two other shootings by officers in Santa Fe, including one on June 23rd, in which a suspect in an earlier shooting at a park was killed by Santa Fe police near Loretto Chapel. That same evening, Santa Fe County Sheriff's deputies killed a man who pointed a gun at them after leading them on a car chase. Hobbs will pay a $1.4 million settlement to three former police officers whose whistleblower lawsuit alleged they were subject to racist language and directed to target minority neighborhoods. KOB-TV reports the ex-officers' 2017 lawsuit was settled last week in federal court in Albuquerque. The ex-officers alleged they were told to make their traffic ticket quota by stopping black people and mocked and degraded for not complying with the directive. They also alleged the police department retaliated against them after they reported the alleged discrimination, saying they were harassed and needlessly put in danger and subjected to a hostile work environment. City Manager Manny Gomez said the city's insurer decided to settle the case, though a thorough review of records left officials, quote, confident that minority members of our community were not targeted for police enforcement. A French treasure hunter has sued the estate of a New Mexico antiquities dealer who sparked a years-long search by hiding a chest filled with gold, coins, and other valuables. Bruno Raffoz is seeking $10 million in a U.S. complaint filed last week. He claims the late Forrest Fenn deprived him of the riches by moving the treasure chest after he solved a riddle that would lead him to the loot. The Santa Fe New Mexican reports that it comes a year after another man found the treasure in Wyoming. Raffoz claims Fenn's announcement last year that the treasure was found was suspicious, and he suspects Fenn kept the loot. In his autobiography, The Thrill of the Chase, Fenn said he buried the chest somewhere in the Rocky Mountains north of Santa Fe. His book included a poem that contained clues on where the chest was hidden. For a decade, thousands of people roamed the Rockies in search of the treasure, estimated to be worth at least $1 million. Several treasure seekers had to be rescued from precarious situations, and as many as six died. Raffoz's lawsuit is just the latest legal claim to be spurred by the treasure hunt. A number of people have sued, alleging Fenn betrayed them or gave misleading clues. Fenn died in September at age 90 without saying who found the chest or specifically where. New Mexico's new redistricting committee has rejected a rule proposed by its chairman to bar or require disclosure of members' conversations with non-members about maps for new congressional and legislative districts. Retired Supreme Court Justice Edward Chavez had included the proposal in his suggested package of rules for the committee and said it would provide transparency. Any such communications that occurred would have to be reported to the chairman and disclosed at the next public meeting. The Albuquerque Journal reports the proposal was criticized by conservative activists and left-leaning community groups, and that concerns were raised about discouraging participation from people who couldn't testify at a public meeting. The commission on Friday accepted the rest of Chavez's suggested rules. An Albuquerque man has been sentenced to nearly 3.5 years in prison for threatening to kill a New Mexico State police officer who gave him traffic tickets. The Albuquerque Journal reports that 66-year-old Michael Nissen received a sentence of 3 years and 5 months. He will have to serve 3 years of supervised release after his prison term. In August 2019, a federal court jury found Nissen guilty on 2 counts of using interstate communication to threaten to injure someone. This is KUNM.